Okay. Next individual, please.
1108, request of Mark Rogers to address council regarding unreinforced masonry mandate.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler and the members of the council. My name is Mark Rogers, and my wife, Kathy, and I own a 34-unit apartment building called the Morley Court at 1831 Southeast Hawthorne. We engaged Mark Temple of Temple Engineering to do a seismic evaluation or start that process back in February of 2017. After spending $8,000, Mr. Temple came up with some recommendations. I'm going to break this down into three steps. Step one is the complete evaluation. Step two is bracing cornices, parapets, and chimneys. And step three is wall-to-floor diaphragm bracing at each level. Step one and two would cost approximately $190,000. Step three, which is the wall-to-floor bracing at each level, is $660,000 for a total of $850,000. If I was able to get a 25-year loan, it would take 70% of my annual income to fund loan payments for that work. What are my options? I have 45 tenants in that building that would have to be displaced if I'm to do this work. Once that goes away, that affordability, these units are affordable, it's never going to come back. Those tenants won't come back. The URM Policy Committee has argued that I don't necessarily need to displace tenants to do this work. I believe, along with my engineer, that that's unrealistic with scaffolding, deconstructing walls, the potential for lead-based paint and asbestos mitigation that needs to go on in the building. I just don't see that happening. So what's this mean? It means to me that even though this is major construction to do parapets, cornices, and chimneys, that can be done without displacing tenants. You know, we've spent the time and the money to accurately come up with a picture of what it would cost for our individual building to do this work. There's approximately 7,000 similar units in the city of Portland, 1,800 of which are part of the city of Portland's publicly financed affordable housing. Javier Mena, the assistant director of the Portland Housing Bureau, stated in last week's October 4th policy meeting that that any mandate beyond parapets, cornices, and chimneys, he could not support. He stated we are looking at 15 to 17 buildings and many millions needed to do the work. So what's this mean? We really can't do this without the city of Portland's, we can't make Portland more seismically resilient without your help for funding. In the spring of 2015, the city of Portland formed an incentive committee that was an advisory board for the policy committee. The incentive committee had private and public individuals with expertise in funding and financing to make recommendations to the policy committee. At this point, I don't know whatever came of that, but my recommendation would be that we reconstitute this particular policy committee with those experts. We've got this part done. So what we really need to do is figure out how to make this funding available at either the state and the city level, and maybe the federal level with grants to support this. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you for your time.